KQED.
Our next story is a reflection from someone who very deliberately did not become a veteran of the Vietnam War. It comes from a Peninsula resident who shared how he came to avoid the draft.
My name is David Meisenheimer. I live in San Mateo, California. My experience with Vietnam goes back to when I was in high school before I registered for the draft. I was pretty much in favor of the war. I supported our troops, but I heard some things that maybe didn't exactly go along with what was being said. So I kind of took it upon myself to look into that and became more and more aware that my feelings were opposed to what we were doing in Vietnam. And so then I went through the appeal for my student deferment, got my student deferment. And I kind of felt that it wasn't really appropriate. Student deferments were great, but they were kind of privileged. There were so many people that were involved in the draft that were being drafted that were minorities or poor, and they couldn't afford to go to college, and it wasn't really right to have that student deferment. So I gave up the student deferment. I decided that I wanted to be a conscientious objector status. I don't believe my particular draft board, those guys, believed that I was a conscientious objector. I mean, I'll never know for certain why I received it, but I did. I never felt like I did anything wrong. I felt like the war was wrong. I felt like the war was immoral. We weren't getting really accurate information. Fake news, I guess, is what we're getting. Alternate facts or something like that. All of that really shaped everything that happened to me for the rest of my life. As far as it definitely makes me think, and I'm not going to just naturally accept what my government says to me ever again from that time forward. And I don't think I've ever done that.
That was San Mateo resident David Meisenheimer. His story was produced by Sonia Hudson and Bert Johnson. We've got much more Vietnam coverage at kqed.org/Vietnam War.